Greetings once again, it's Rita Williams of Cephas Ministries. I hope God is blessing your lives. Take a look at cephas-notes.com about the rapture. Today I'm presenting a foretaste of what future programs will be about unless the Lord leads in another direction. Enjoy. Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
God gave the people in Noah's day 120 years to repent. They did not. They mocked and scoffed at Noah until the flood came, as Noah was building the ark. God told Noah to preach to them, even though God knew they would not repent. Noah was told to board the ark 7 days before the flood came. He had a 7-day warning. This is not just a story about Noah, but a prophecy of the end of the world and of Christ's return. The way you know this is because in Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus for a sign of his coming and of the end of the world. One of the things Jesus said was, "As in the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man." Just as the people in Noah's day had 120 years to repent, we have 120 jubilees. Just as Noah had a 7-day warning, we are approaching the seventh day. September 30th, 2017 is the end of 6,000 years, the end of 6 days, and the end of the 120th Jubilee. Why September 30th? Because it is the Feast of Yom Kippur, the day God said to announce the Jubilee. The final 120th Jubilee is from Yom Kippur 2016 to Yom Kippur 2017. A Jubilee is 50 years, so 120 times 50 equals 6,000. From Adam to Joshua entering the Promised Land was 50 jubilees. From the Israelites entering the Promised Land with Joshua to Jesus was 30 jubilees. From Jesus to September 30th, 2017 is 40 jubilees, totaling 120. On an added note, you keep hearing that it is the 70th jubilee. What this means is it's the 70th jubilee since Israel entered the Promised Land. They entered the Promised Land at the 50th Jubilee. 50 plus 70 equals 120. These Jubilees are God's timeline of Christ's return and the end of the world. You cannot change the mathematics of God's timeline confirmed by several prophecies in the Bible. For instance, after Christ died, the people in his day were given 40 years to repent after Jesus Christ died on the cross. Those that believed in Jesus were warned to get out of Jerusalem when they saw it compassed with armies. Not one of them were hurt, but those that did not repent or believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God were destroyed under God's wrath along with the city and the temple. That was in 70 AD. 40 years is the number God gives people to repent before he brings judgment. See the parallel? 40 years after the cross, Jerusalem was destroyed.
From Jesus to Yom Kippur 2017 is 40 Jubilees. September 30th, 2017 marks 40 Jubilees since Christ went to the cross. 30 years after 1947 is 1977, the year that Israel reached its maturity. 30 years old is the year that an Israeli child reaches maturity. 1977 plus 40 years of judgment equals the year 2017. Hence, we are in the Hebrew year of 5777. 2017 will be the 50th year anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem in 1967 after the Six-Day War. 2017 is the 69th year since the creation of the State of Israel in 1948.
It's been 70 years since 1947 when the UN General Assembly adopted the plan Resolution 181 for the partition of Palestine into Israel.
It's been 100 years since the Balfour Declaration was signed, which was the first official act to allow the Jew the right to resettle in their homeland in 1917. And last but not least, in 1897 was the first Zionist Congress held in Basel, Switzerland by Theodor Herzl, and this was the first official act to prepare the way for the Jews to return to their homeland. This was the first budding of the fig tree, the birth of Israel. That was 120 years ago. From 1897 to 2017 is 120 years. The last generation is 120 years, just like the time of Noah, just as in the days of Noah. Think of all the biblical definitions for a generation in the Bible. 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, and 120 years are all biblical definitions of a generation. And this year they all go back to some major event in Israel. 40, 50, 70, 100, and 120. This year they all coincide with the major event in Israel, signifying this year is it. Christ is returning this year. As you can see, there's a significant amount of evidence that God is shutting the door to the Ark on September 30th, 2017 on Yom Kippur. At the end of the 120th Jubilee, the final Jubilee. And it's 7 days after the Revelation 12 sign appears in the sky on September 23rd, 2017. You have a 7 day warning when the Revelation 12 sign appears in the sky on September 23rd, 2017, just like Noah had a 7 day warning. The Bride of Christ will be raptured on or by September 30th, 2017, and woe to the rest of the world that is left behind to endure God's wrath. The 120th Jubilee prophetic timeline corresponds prophetically to the creation week. In 6 days, God created, and on the seventh day, he rested. Noah's name means rest. Enoch was the seventh from Adam, which signifies the seven dispensations of time, the completion of time. The book of Enoch clearly says that it's all going down on the 120th Jubilee and all the patterns of the 777s, perfect completion. This year, just like Enoch was raptured, the Bride of Christ will be raptured by or on September 30th, 2017. God is shutting the door to the Ark.
after the 120th Jubilee is complete on September 30th, 2017. After the 7-day warning, the Revelation 12 sign that appears in the sky on September 23rd, 2017 is your 7-day warning marker. If you don't believe me, believe the solar eclipse warning on August 21st, 2017. A solar eclipse is an omen, a sign of an omen. And from August 21st, 2017 to September 23rd, 2017, the day of the Revelation 12 sign appears in the sky is 33 days. And then there's 7 days to Yom Kippur, September 30th, 2017. Which equals 40 days of judgment, indicating time is up. It is said that the Josephus records indicate that there was a solar eclipse in the sky the day that Jonah preached to Nineveh, indicating a 40-day warning. Nineveh repented and was spared. Will you repent and be spared? Do not get left behind. Board the ark by repenting to Jesus Christ. Tell him you are sorry for everything bad you have ever done. Say the prayer of salvation to accept him as your Lord and Savior today. You must become a born-again Christian to escape all these things. There was a man who recently reviewed the Shroud of Turin for evidence, and what he found was there was 120 scourge marks on Jesus Christ. Why 120? And why were there 120 disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost? Could it be because the church age is ending on September 30th, 2017 at the close of the 120th Jubilee? The age of grace is ending. How unimaginable will it be to live in a world without grace after this sixth dispensation of the church age ends? The sixth dispensation is ending on September 30th, 2017. What does that mean for those left behind? Because if Jesus Christ is marrying his bride on that day, the rules of a Jewish husband is not to go out to war for a full year after his marriage so he can enjoy his bride. Noah was in the ark for one full year. After the full year is up, Jesus Christ will be ushering in his millennial reign. Jesus Christ will be taking back possession of the earth because on a jubilee year, the land must return back to its original owner and to its original family. According to Leviticus 25:28, how much more during the final jubilee would the earth be returned to its original owner, Jesus Christ, to usher in his millennial reign? All ungodly squatters will be removed. Do you think the devil's gonna let the earth go without a fight? Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua, will have to war with his saints to take back possession of the earth. Noah's father Lamech died at 777 years old. He died 5 years before the flood. It's the Hebrew year 5777 now. Could it be that there are only 5 more years until God completely destroys mankind, people that do not repent? Could September 2015 be the start of the last 7 years? September 28, 2015 was the final blood moon, signifying the possibility of the last 7 years. Could that mean that there are 5 more years left for humanity to repent and get saved and turn to Jesus Christ? If Jesus doesn't come back for his bride on September 30th, 2017, I don't know any other date or time that would be more sufficient. than September 30, 2017, at the end of the 120th Jubilee, at the end of the sixth dispensation, at the end of 6,000 years.